With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Amaya Atucha is an associate professor and extension specialist with UW-Madison, and she works with commercial fruit growers. And today we're going to talk about growing cranberries. Amaya, can you share some of the recent research that you've been working on or some focus areas with cranberry research?
So much. We do a lot of research on cranberries because cranberries are so important to Wisconsin. And I'm not the only one. I mean, we have really many researchers at UW-Madison that work on cranberry. I mostly work on physiology of plants and fruit crops. And so my work on cranberries, I do quite a bit of work on cold hardiness because cranberries, you know, are evergreen bush vines. We call them vines. They keep their leaves during the winter. And so they're a little bit more susceptible to cold damage than when you think about an apple tree that, you know, doesn't have any leaves. It's just the branches and they're all, you know, they don't have any active growth or any plant material that has a lot of water. That is the case of leaves. So the more water you have in your tissues, the more susceptible you are to cold damage. So my lab does a lot of work looking at how can we measure cold hardiness? How can we come up with ways of telling growers this is a period in which they are susceptible, you should be protecting them. We work on that. We also do a lot of work on fertilization. How can we use nutrients to help fruit production? We do work on things like heat stress, which is something new in Wisconsin. Like it can get substantially hot during the summer. And how do we help the cranberry plants survive these periods of really hot and dry weather? What should we be doing? How does the damage express? So a lot of the work has to do with how do plants react to changes in the environment.
Right. And I just interviewed a cranberry producer last year, and he told me one of his biggest stressors is dealing with this cold, or even in the spring when it's like feels so spring-like. And then we have a frost that's coming. You know, with this winter, again, that we've been having, do you have any advice or tips for them with, you know, dealing with kind of that struggle we are having right now? Or do you think they're kind of in good hands until spring does roll around?
Yeah, one of the things that we've learned over the years working on cold hardiness on cranberries is that, you know, cranberries during the spring, they tend to lose their ability to withstand freezing temperatures at a slower rate than other fruit crops. So even when temperatures now might seem like it's extremely warm, you know, it's going to take a longer period of time for those vines to become really susceptible to cold temperatures. So when we tested during this time of the year, they're still pretty cold hardy, meaning, you know, if temperatures get all the way to maybe, you know, something like 15, even, you know, 0 Fahrenheit, they will still be able to survive and they will not have any cold damage. Now, it's really hard when you're a grower and your livelihood depends on producing fruit. And we tell them, oh, it's fine, don't stress about it. So what growers usually do during this time of the year is they have the capability of flooding their beds and completely submerging the vines on water. And that kind of like protects them from extremely cold temperatures. So some of the growers will do that when we have these nights in the forecast that it's going to be a little bit colder. Now, as the season progresses, what's going to happen is they're going to switch into using their microsprinkler irrigation. So they put their irrigation system, and when the nights get really, really, really cold, they'll run the irrigation. And here's the cool thing about, you know, water and how the environment affects the state of water. If you have free water running over your plants and it's really, really cold, the water will become ice. And that is what we call an exothermic reaction, meaning it releases heat. So when you put your hand behind your refrigerator, it's warm, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Why? Because in the freezer, you put in things that have water. And when the water freezes, and that, you know, whether it's, you know, vegetables, chicken, whatever you're putting there freezes, it's going to release energy. And the refrigerator needs to take it out so that it stays cold. Well, the same thing happens when there's a frost. Free water will become ice and will release energy and will overall raise the temperature of that microclimate on top of the vines. So that protects them. So that's what the growers are going to start doing. As soon as they're able to put their irrigation system, they will move from protecting them by flooding them to protecting them by running water during the frost event. And it's a very, very, very tough time of the year for cranberry growers. It's almost like having a, like a newborn that you don't sleep at night because they have to be watching for these very cold temperatures so that they're able to protect them.
Right. I just learned of that practice. We had a local strawberry farm in our area that they were having a frost and it was right during their budding and, you know, almost prime time. And she said, we literally were up at 4 o'clock waiting to see if that we were going to get to that frost level. And then they ran their sprinklers for the reason that you just explained. Yeah. You made the comment about heat stress becoming a big problem. What are some things that they can do to combat some of that heat stress?
You know, a lot of the things are very similar to cold stress.
Okay.
What we do is you can use the irrigation system to do evaporative cooling. So the opposite of what I just said, I said when water freezes, it releases energy. But when free water evaporates, it captures energy. So you cool down. That's the reason why we sweat. When we sweat, we produce free water in our body that when it evaporates because of the heat, it takes away the heat from our body, and that's how we cool down. You can do the same thing with plants. If you run the irrigation and your foliage is wet, when that free water evaporates, it cools the vines. So that's one of the things that growers do. They run the micro sprinkler just to get their foliage wet so the plants will cool down a little bit. And that's a very common practice during the summer.
Well, Amaya, I know we could keep talking on this, but we have limited time. And I, you know, we were just talking about it on a really large scale, but curious from your perspective and last question, you know, can people grow cranberries on a small scale?
Oh, it's very difficult. And I'm going to tell you why. Because one of the things is cranberries are very particular about the pH in the soil that they prefer. So cranberries grow on acidic soil. So we're talking about pHs, you know, below 5. Below, you know, 5.5. That is the preferred type of pH that the plants like. And what does that mean? If when you have them though in that type of soil pH, the plant is going to be able to take all the nutrients that they want and actually grow and produce fruit. If you're changing them to pHs that are a little bit higher, which are pHs that you find regularly in a lot of our soils, you know, around maybe 7, the plant is going to be stressed and they're not going to grow properly and they're not going to produce a lot of fruit. If you just want to grow them just for fun because you want to have some, you can absolutely do it. I mean, you can grow them in maybe like a tub that is full of sand. That's the other thing. They really like the sandy soil because it has very good drainage. You can manipulate the pH. Maybe putting some elemental sulfur will reduce the pH of that soil, but it will require quite a bit of management to be able to have those vines being happy and producing fruit.
So maybe stick with like raspberries or something a little bit more simple.
I think it's easier to grow raspberries than to grow like blueberries or gooseberries or strawberries if you want to start with a small fruit. And I would say, I mean, growing an apple tree, it's pretty easy as well.
Right. We've been talking with Amaya Atucha. She's an associate professor and extension specialist at UW-Madison. If you are a commercial grower growing fruit trees or cranberries, she is a great resource for you to bounce questions off of and get more insight. And that's your connection to local agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.